722 Business for Breakfast on this Tuesday morning. Hopefully your day is going well. Our next guest is Andy Goldberg. He has written a book called The Big Deal, Practical Guide to Selling Your Business with Confidence and Clarity. Andy, Mark Asher, good morning, sir. How you doing?
Mark, great to be here this morning with you.
I appreciate your time. All right, this is a big deal for a lot of people. A lot of business owners, they're always looking for that exit strategy, right? Or sometimes maybe they're not planning the exit, but the terms dictate that they are, if you know what I mean, like the getting's too good. Tell me about putting this book together. Obviously, you got a lot of experience. You're an attorney, CPA, and you've helped entrepreneurs along their journey for a long time.
Well, I decided to write this book after 30 years practicing in this area. And what kept coming up over and over again was how unprepared business sellers were, not just in terms of getting ready to sell the business, but about having the right conversations, understanding the process, who the appropriate advisors were, understanding what a purchase agreement was, and due diligence. And the idea behind the book is really to provide a foundation for these business owners so they can feel more comfortable with the entire process once they do enter the stages of selling their business.
You know, for a lot of business owners, they're really good at what they do, right? Whatever it is, a store, a restaurant, whatever it is. But maybe not the business acumen always there, right? Something that's learned over years. And when it comes time to selling, you know, it's not something people do a lot in their life, usually once, maybe a couple times. So having that point of reference or knowing what the heck's going on is really, really important.
That's a great point, and I think the key point you talked about is being an expert in their own business. These business owners want other companies to come to them because they're experts in their business, but they're not experts in selling their business, so they need to go to other experts, whether that the variety of advisors such as a tax advisor, accountant, lawyer, mergers and acquisition advisor, valuation specialist. So it's definitely not a DIY project.
No, not at all. If you're just tuning in, Andy Goldberg is our guest. He wrote a book called The Big Deal. It's a practical guide to selling your business with confidence and clarity. How big is the emotional challenge of when you're really thinking about selling that business?
I think that is one of the two largest considerations that I address daily with business owners, the emotional and the financial piece. And the emotional, by the way, might even be the bigger piece than financial. You have to remember, Mark, that these are companies that they might be second or third or fourth generation companies, or the business owner started it in his 20s, and now 40 years later, he's ready to let go, or he's thinking about letting go. These business owners have such attachments to their business. It's like a baby, and now all of a sudden they have to let it go into the world, or they have to turn the baby over to a new owner. And that is a very difficult process, especially because most business owners have their identity wrapped up in the business. It's how they see themselves, where they get their confidence from, what they do on a day-to-day basis, who their social circle and professional circle is aligned with. That emotional aspect of it makes the selling process very difficult in many instances. And then the other piece, of course, is the financial piece. And making sure that they've spoken with their financial advisor to make sure that after they sell the business and they pay all the taxes, then after-tax proceeds are enough to fulfill the lifestyle they want, whether it's retirement, traveling, buying a second house, and maybe unforeseen future medical expenses.
No, it makes total sense, me being an advisor, by the way, so I know exactly what you're talking about. There's a lot of steps
okay.
in the sale process. Give me some of the first couple that really stand out as far as, you know, maybe determining the value of your business, right? You might have an idea of what you think your business is worth. You might be overshooting or undershooting, and there's only a few ways to find out, right?
Right. I think while ultimately the market will determine what the value of your business is, I think that it's always correct and appropriate to at least set a basic foundation so you have certain expectations. We know that every business owner always believes their business is worth way more than what the market thinks it's worth. So it's good to get a reality check on that perspective. And there are four different methods that we commonly see. The seller's discretionary earnings method, which is for a very small company. Let's say it's a two or three widget shop or where somebody's making screws and bolts, and then an earnings multiplier method where maybe that company now is 10 to 15 people. And then we use the discounted cash flow method when there might be 50 or 100 people in that same widget shop. And then the comparable sales method where we look at similar businesses and see what they sold for, knowing and always taking into account that no two businesses are ever exactly the same.
Andy Goldberg, the author of the book called The Big Deal, A Practical Guide to Selling Your Business with Confidence and Clarity. I see there's a website. Why don't you give our listeners that website and tell them where they can get that book?
The book can be found on Amazon, of course, and at thebigdealbook.com. And you'll also find some additional materials related to selling your business. You can also reach me at andy@thebigdealbook.com. And 248-455-6500 is the phone line if you want to chat more about this.
Very cool. Andy, I appreciate your time. Good stuff on the book, continued success, and we'll catch up down the road, okay?
Thanks a lot, Mark. I appreciate your time this morning.